Utah judge awards family nearly $1 billion after daughter's botched delivery. By Amy Furr on August 29, 2025. A judge has awarded a family nearly $1 billion after the botched delivery of their baby in 2019 at a hospital in West Valley City, Utah. Judge Patrick Corum recently awarded the family $951 million when Steward Healthcare was found liable in the delivery that happened on October 14, 2019, the New York Post reported Thursday. The parents are identified as Anissa Zancanella and Daniel McMichael, whose now five-year-old daughter, Azalee, was put in danger during her birth. Images show the little girl and her parents. Steward previously owned Jordan Valley Medical Center, where nurses were assigned to the mother. However, those nurses were fresh on the job and are accused of heavily dosing the mother with a labor-inducing drug while a doctor slept nearby. In his ruling, the judge said Zancanella would have been better off delivering this baby at the bathroom of a gas station, or in a hut somewhere in Africa, than in this hospital, adding it was the most dangerous place on earth for the mom to have delivered her baby. The Post article noted that the family must now attempt to collect on their award from the embattled hospital chain, which is currently in bankruptcy as it owes billions to various creditors. The Wyoming couple were in Salt Lake City when she went into labor and were forced to go to that hospital. The facility's nurses are accused of dosing Zancanella with Pitocin for several hours, even though the baby's blood pressure was rising and the drug was not affecting her mother. The on-call doctor was reportedly informed of the situation but allegedly did not do anything. The baby was eventually delivered through C-section and airlifted to an ICU in Salt Lake City after having been without sufficient oxygen during the labor. The baby was not delivered until a day after the mother had been admitted to the hospital, per the Daily Mail. According to the Birth Injury Center website, oxygen deprivation can cause significant and long-term disabilities, developmental delays, and conditions such as cerebral palsy and epilepsy. The couple's little girl now suffers from frequent seizures, is mostly nonverbal, and does not have the cognitive and executive functioning of children at her stage of life. Her mother said, "She is trapped. I know that my daughter is in there, but she can't come out, and I think of that every day."